B'tochen for Life, Shir 1173, Tuesday, Parshas Pekudei. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously for all of the Yeshuas that she needs. The Zchus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send her Yeshuas L'Oirech Yavim Tovim. We are explaining that to advance in B'tochen, we have to internalize the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adir Bamorim Hashem. And it's important to realize that we have to constantly remind ourselves of this concept of Adir Bamorim Hashem. There's a very interesting Gemara. We mentioned it last week in the Tefillah for Life Shir. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed explains Chasidim Harishayim Hayushayim Shoachas Umispalim Kadesh Yechavnu Libam Lavim Shabashamayim. It's actually a Mishnah. The Mishnah explains that the Chasidim Arishayim, the early Chasidim, the early Oivdei Hashem, used to be Shoyeh, used to wait and meditate for an hour every single time before they davened. Shachris, Mincha, and Mayriv, they would meditate. They would think about the power and the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They would think about how small we are in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And then they would daven. Now let's understand what the Gemara is telling us. The Chasidim HaRishayim were obviously on a very lofty level. They were Chasidim HaRishayim. There was no doubt in their minds about the might and the power of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It was as clear as day to them. Yet, every single time before they davened, they would pause for a shah, which either means an hour, or for a significant amount of time, simply to meditate and to concentrate their hearts on the Rabbeinu Shalom. La'aviyem Sheba Shemayim, on the Rabbeinu Shalom. And we see from here that these concepts are not something that we could just assume that we know and we internalized already. Because no one knew it better than the Chasidim HaRishayim. They had very strong clarity in the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Almighty, so to speak. That the Rabbeinu Shalom has endless abilities. And yet, every single time before they daven, they paused and they thought about it and they meditated it. Why? In order to feel it. It's not something that we will naturally feel. It's something that we have to work on. And when it comes to B'tochen, if this is what B'tochen is built on, then we have to work on it. We have to remind ourselves constantly, again and again and again, Adir Bamorim Hashem. The Chasidim HaRishayim needed it, then we for sure need it. To internalize the power, to internalize the endless ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is endless. His abilities are endless. His Eitzes, His Yeshuas are endless. And we just have to internalize that to be able to rely on Him.